We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
95.7 The Game football insider Jerry Rice, who's brought to you by Xfinity, is joining Joe Lo and Dibs here on 95.7 The Game. Jerry, you look good out there yesterday. There's video of you. You're dapper. You're dancing in front of the fans yesterday. How was the atmosphere?
Yeah, the atmosphere was really awesome, and, you know, I was just hoping for a win. But the crowd, you know, they were into it, and, you know, we came up a little short yesterday. But, you know, I still got faith in the Niners that they're going to, you know, come back and win the next two games.
Jerry, I have faith, but my faith is being shaken. It's being tested. Why? Because the injuries continue to mount up on my defense. You look at the last 2 weeks against statuesque quarterbacks, Drew Brees, not very mobile, Matty Ice, not very mobile. Two sacks. What is this team going to have to do in order to start putting pressure on quarterbacks? Because you got a Rams team that wants to play spoiler as well.
Well, Lo, you know, when the secondary is a little depleted and stuff like that, you're not going to be able to put as much pressure on the quarterback. So the thing is to get those guys back healthy, get them back in that secondary. That defensive line, you know, yesterday, for some reason, they could not get to Matty Ice, and they gave him way too much time back there. They were around him, harassing him a little bit, but they just couldn't get him on the ground. And I guess yesterday it was just one of those days, man. It just like it was so weird. You know, I felt like, okay, the Niners got this. Then it went back. Then, you know, that was a missed field goal. Then, you know, all of a sudden it was the 19-17. And then with the Falcons, they were able to pull it out at the end. But my thing is, towards the end also, Julio Jones was having an awesome day. And you got to eliminate him. Somehow, you know, I just felt like they needed to double him, take him out of the game. And towards the end, I think he ended up, just burning us with that last touchdown.
What's it like when you're in that mode and you're Julio Jones and you're catching everything and it feels like you're unguardable? Is there a sense where the football seems like it's all wrapped in Velcro and you got the perfect receiving gloves going?
No, the thing about it, you know, it's like you're in that zone. You're in that zone. And when you got a big receiver like Julio Jones, because this guy, I think about 6'4", about 224, or something like that. He's not shy about going across the middle. So, you know, down towards that end zone, I just thought they were going to double him, take him out of the game. We already, you know, they had threw a touchdown, and the ball came down and hit the ground, and I knew that was an incompletion. I don't know why they were wasting time with that. But then, you know, the second the ball touches the ground, it's an incompletion. But then to come back to Julio, you know, I thought they would eliminate him and take him out of the game.
Jerry Rice joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Niners lead 19-17, a minute 41 left in the game. It's 4th-and-1 on the Atlanta 25. Shanahan decides to kick the 43-yard field goal. He makes it a 5-point game, forcing Atlanta to drive the length of the field for a TD. I'm of the belief that the Niners should have gone for it on 4th-and-1. You've got the offense. You've got the quarterback. Go for it and put the game away. Where do you land in that situation?
I think you leave it up to your defense. We got one of the best defensive lines. And I guess with Kyle Shanahan, he said, you know what, we're just going to take these points, leave it up to the defense to come up with a stop and win this football game. I think he made the right decision there. Now, you know, if it was a different situation, then I would say go for it. But, you know, he felt like his defense could maybe stop the Atlanta Falcons, and I think it was the right decision.
Even, Jerry, like prior to that, they went 70-some yards on that. You look at the Saints kind of defense really just – with all the injuries, that's what kind of – I think that's what's kind of making me on the other side to say, man, you go forward with all the injuries that your defense has been suffering. You don't have Blair anymore. Ford's been out. You know, you haven't gotten sacks, only getting to him twice. It's deep. I hope they can get things turned around. Switching gears and just talking about the offense – What in your opinion, when you target Kittle, who we know is the best tight end in football, But you brought in E-Man, you got Debo. He had 17 targets, caught 13. Those only guys, Debo has none, E-Man has two. Is that the quarterback, or is that the design, or what do you think that is? What do you credit that to when he doesn't have the other getting other guys involved?
Lo, I think it was just a crazy day yesterday. It was weird, man.
Yeah.
It almost like this cloud just came over the stadium, and I'm like, what is going on here?
Right.
George Kittle. George Kittle is going to make plays.
Beast.
He's going to make plays. He's going to, advance the ball. He's going to be physical after the catch and all of that. But, I was like, okay, where's Samuel? Where's Sanders? What is going on here? Because, we have a receiving core that I think is one of the best receiving cores in the league. And you've got to feed everybody. But I think it was up to Jimmy G to spread the ball around, and he just felt like, Kittle was getting open, so he was giving him the ball.
Jerry Rice here on 95.7 The Game. Do you look at this over the next couple of games? Obviously, you got the Rams, and you've got Seattle, and then you have got a playoff game. Offensively, what do they need to do differently to return to being as dynamic as they were a couple weeks ago?
I think the most important thing is run the ball. Run the ball, establish that, then let those receivers go to work and let Jimmy G just do his thing. The Niners, I think for the last three games they've been held under, held around 20 points or something like that. They need to go back to what really got them here, and it's that running back core. Then Jimmy G taking control and doesn't feel like he has to really force anything, get the ball in the hands of his playmakers and stuff like that. And I think with Kyle Shanahan just being creative and just utilizing his weapons. So this team got two games. They own their own destiny. They control everything. And I'm not counting them out. I feel like they can win the last two games.
Jerry Rice joining us here on 95.7 The Game. How much of an effect do you think the last three games had on yesterday's performance? The team itself talked about coming out lacking energy. Garoppolo said it after the game. You play a big Sunday night game against Green Bay, then you're on the road against the best in the business in Baltimore, on the road in New Orleans. Is that kind of a letdown? Is it tough to get up after a series of games like that?
No, there's no excuses right now. You know what's at stake, and that you can control your own destiny. There's no time to feel like, hey, we're tired or whatever. We pay you guys the big bucks, earn those big bucks, get out on that football field, play your best football, and win football games. That's the bottom line. No excuse.
Jerry, with all things being equal, players say players are going to make plays. Players make plays. Coaches make decisions to help determine outcomes of the game. If you're out there, Jerry, and you're playing receiver, if a team's going to just play single coverage, then you're going to make plays. The coach's job is to make a decision to double you. How do you double a guy like a Julio when he's in the slot and they know it outside? Okay, you can put him to the sideline. Don't let him get inside. Put the safety over the top. How do you double a guy when he's inside and you know he's going to try to run through those different coverages and trying to cross guys up? What do you do to take him away in that situation?
Well, the only thing about that, Julio, he went in motion a lot yesterday. And the motion was to determine
man or zone, right?
And or something like that. So, the second he goes in motion, then Matt Ryan, he knows exactly if it's man to man or if it's zone. So, the thing is, I don't think he played a lot of slot yesterday. He was more in slot, then he would go in motion to that single side, then he was on the outside. So, the thing is, you got to take a player like that away. You have to do that. When this guy, he's in beast mode right now. He was making plays all day yesterday. And, I think, towards the end, it was just no way they weren't going to go to him towards the end down by the end zone. That ball was going to Julio Jones no matter what. And I thought, as a defense that we would know that and we would take him away, and we didn't do that, and he ended up, winning that football game.
Jerry, I know you were at the Niner game. Lo and I were out at the Raider game for the final game in Oakland Raider history. What do you think about when you reflect on the Raiders leaving Oakland and maybe your time with the Oakland Raiders?
Well, it was the best time ever, you know, because I really enjoyed, you know, putting on that silver and black and you know, just the history and you know, the fans being so supportive, the black hole, all of that. So it was a great experience for me, and I'm sort of sad to see them go to Las Vegas, and I know it was a tough day for them yesterday. And I think towards the end it got a little crazy because they were throwing stuff on the field. They were booing, you know, Derek Carr and all of that. But, you know, great fans, and it's sort of sad to see that legacy come to an end.
Hall of Famer, three-time Super Bowl champ, 95.7 The Game football insider Jerry Rice joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Jerry, we always appreciate the time, but more importantly, happy holidays to you and your family.
Hey, same to you guys, and go Niners. Let's go. Let's go get it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.